Biotechnology sounds complicated. After all, biotech can mean advances in everything from corn to pond water to pharmaceuticals. But Dr. Moira Gunn, a former NASA computer scientist and host of the NPR show Biotech Nation, says it's not that hard to put your finger on a definition.
It's really pretty simple. Anytime you take anything biological, it's got, you know, genes and DNA and that type of thing, you go in there and tinker with the genes. Maybe you add some, maybe you change gene fragments, maybe you snip some out. Anytime you do that, that's biotech.
Okay, so experts say that biotech is about changing the structure of living things to make them work better, either in nature or for our own benefit. If this sounds controversial, or even a little too sci-fi, humans actually figured out how to do biotech centuries ago.
You could look all the way back to the Egyptians brewing beer, which is a yeast product, which gives you the bubbles and ferments.
That yeast, it's alive, so that's biotech. And if you look around your house, you'll see plenty of things that are made possible by biotech, like your laundry detergent. It's chock full of enzymes or tiny proteins that are produced by living organisms. These enzymes speed up chemical reactions, like when hot water collides with your dirty laundry. Specialized enzymes in the laundry detergent break down the dirt and release it from your socks. Enzymes are also used to create chemical reactions in everything from medicine to food. In fact, Novozymes, a Danish biotech company with a major enzyme manufacturing plant in Franklinton, North Carolina, is using enzymes to help bread stay fresher. Like all biotech, it starts with a problem. When bread goes stale, bakeries waste money and flour, all because the bread's starch molecules start to crystallize.
By adding an enzyme, actually, you can avoid that some of the crystal structures in bread take place. And in this way, we can make sure that the bread stays fresher.
That's Lars Hansen, the president of Novozymes North America. At Novozymes North American headquarters, which is about 30 miles north of Raleigh, they're also working on a new way to turn corn into ethanol. Most ethanol is produced from corn kernels, the same things we slather with butter or feed to livestock. But Novozymes is finding new ways to transform not only the kernels, but also the leftover corn husks into fuel.
Make good use of the waste material and take that biomass and break it down into fermentable sugars,
which can then be turned into ethanol. Novozymes has been getting a lot of attention for these advancements in biotech, and so has SoyMeds, a company that got its start in the biology department of UNC Charlotte. For the past 6 years, Dr. Kenneth Piller and his partner, Dr. Bost, have been researching something called edible vaccines, or vaccines that you eat or drink instead of injecting into your body. This research has the potential to deliver substantially cheaper and more stable vaccines to people in developing nations. And it all starts with soybeans. Those aren't any old soybeans. When they were tiny seeds, Dr. Piller soaked them in a bacteria containing synthetic genes. These specialized genes cause the plants to produce soybeans that contain antigens.
An antigen is a protein that causes an immune response.
In other words, it's the protein or bacteria that the doctor injected into your arm with that big, long needle to vaccinate you against diseases like the measles and hepatitis B. But what if those antigens could be delivered in something as painless as soy milk, a product that happens to be pretty inexpensive, especially compared to traditional vaccines?
A single soybean seed would contain enough antigen to vaccinate 1 to 2 people.
That's just one seed.
And you can get anywhere from 200 to 300 soybean seeds per plant.
This could revolutionize disease control in developing nations, but it also has applications here at home. These soy-based vaccines are still in the research stage, but someday they could be used to protect farm animals from disease and U.S. troops from biological warfare. According to biotech experts like Dr. Moira Gunn, biotechnology is all about solving the world's problems by tinkering with nature. It can take place in the lab, in your medicine cabinet, or in your washing machine. One thing's for sure, biotech is everywhere. For WFAE News, I'm Jen Nathan.